Hello, everybody. This is Crit and Profit with KNZA here on our last week of Locker Room Chat with, right now, Valley Falls head coach of the girls team, Steve Serrate. Coach, tell me about your last two games here, the loss against Jackson Heights, 56-40, but then, of course, the third win here of the season. You got it against Perry LeCompton. You beat the Cause 51-41. What can you tell me about both of those games?
Well, yeah, we played well in both games. Did like we normally do, play really hard, but we tend to have one quarter, even in our wins, where we kind of just, for whatever reason, we either just get intimidated or we just kind of lose our moxie, or just kind of just get frustrated, whatever it might be, and we kind of have that one quarter that gets away from us, and that happened in Jackson Heights in the first quarter, and we just never got all the way back, but we really played well in both games, but against Perry, we started out strong and played really great in the first half, had a 12-point lead at halftime, and I just wanted to try and keep the pressure going, but we kind of backed off and lost our way a little bit, but then tremendous poise in both of our wins, last two wins, we had a lot of poise because the game had gotten tight, and we came back and we had a couple of the kids just were saying, you know, don't worry about what the score is. That's what I was saying, and they were all going, yes, we're not going to lose this game. So you love hearing that out of a team that, you know, hadn't had a lot of W's. But they still had the desire to win the game no matter what.
Well, of course, the best thing is to win the last game of the regular season. Gives you a little momentum against Wabunsee, again, upcoming here on Friday. But before I mention that real quick, a quick review of these last two games, the scoring, some of the stat lines here. Chloe Cox had 17 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals against Jackson Heights. Callie DeLong had 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals against Jackson Heights. A couple other great scores there. Lily Brown with 7 points and 6 rebounds. Abby Wilson, she had 9 rebounds, but she also had 9 rebounds against Perry LeCompton, so great nights boarding up underneath the basket on both those days. Also against Perry LeCompton, Callie DeLong, 19 points, 5 steals, 6 rebounds. Incredible night overall, not just for her, but for your entire team for the first time this season. You had 8 of the 9 girls who took the floor score, so you kind of build a lot of momentum here, especially off this last game of the regular season with the win against Perry LeCompton. Now you play Wabunsee on Friday. What can you tell me about your opponent and how you will go out about for the attack?
Well, obviously, you know, they're a good team. They're the number one seed, and it's, you know, when coming off of the win, you know, it's a good mindset coming in, and we're just talking to the kids about, hey, you know, they play these, you always hear it, you play these games for a reason. And, I told the girls this, if we're able to pull off an upset, it's not like it's never happened before. So we got to go out there and just play strong and really focus in on what we do well. From what I've seen of Wabunsee, they've got a couple of kids that are really good scorers, so we'll have to be prepared to stop that. But the way our little girls have been hitting the boards here lately, we may be short, but we're doing a great job technically boxing out, and I think we can handle ourselves on the boards. It's just a matter of not letting the team getting out and running on us. So we're talking about different strategies and what we can do to go in and maybe throw them off stride a little bit, but the bottom line is just, you know, this is your last game is how you have to look at it. If you lose, you're done. So we just go out and play as hard as we can the whole game.
Well, it's been a great year for you, Coach. Nothing but improvement here. I know it's just 3 wins, but man, Coach, your team has fought hard. What can you kind of tell me about a year in review of just this regular season and your league play?
Oh, you know, you hear this from coaches, you know, when they get kids that you'll hear coaches say, you know, hey, I wouldn't trade you guys for anything. And, but usually you don't hear that from a team that's, you know, 3-17. And these guys have just, they have worked so hard. They're, and they have given me all they've got. I mean, you know, they're kids. They're not always going to be 100% into everything you're doing. And we're not always locked in 100%, but boy, they just play their hearts out whenever you ask them, and whatever challenge you put in front of them, they're ready for it. And so it's just been wonderful working with these kids. And that's, you know, that's why we do this, the association you have, and just, you want to see kids get better on the floor And they did that. You want to see them grow as individuals, and these kids are just great kids, and they've supported each other all year long. So you look at it from that perspective, and it's a winning year.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate your time as always. This is our last week here of Locker Room Chat. So again, this has been time with head coach of the Vi Falls girls, Coach Steve Surrey. Coach, thank you.
Thank you guys for all you do. I really appreciate it.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.